You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, December 5th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Some random facts for you today because it's Thursday.
My Friday.
There are only a few words in English that have two U's in a row.
Vacuum.
Most of them are obscure. One of them is vacuum. The two most common ones. That's one of the most. Okay. And what's the other one? Continuum.
Oh.
There's others, I'm sure. There's medical terms and everything. But those are the two most common.
Continuum is common?
Well, yeah. The space-time continuum. Come on.
Yes.
Kenny Loggins wasn't the first pick to perform Danger Zone for Top Gun. I knew this.
What?
The producers wanted Toto, and they couldn't make a deal. Yeah. They also reached out to Bryan Adams and REO Speedwagon. Both of them turned it down, too. Good for Kenny Loggins. And he's going to make more money off that darn thing next year when the Top Gun 2 comes out.
And although, you know, I love Toto and
Bryan Adams.
And Bryan Adams, I do. Can you imagine it? Anyone else besides Kenny Loggins doing that song?
I cannot. What a great song.
He is the danger zone.
He is. All right, it's time for the news. What's going on?
It's official. Willie Nelson has stopped smoking pot.
Say it's not so. Oh, no. This cannot be good.
The stock of marijuana-related businesses just went through the floor.
Plummeted. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Actually,
the world coming
there's
to?
More to the story, as you can imagine. Willie says he stopped smoking weed because he has trouble breathing.
Imagine that. Smoke something and then have trouble breathing.
How odd.
Yeah.
So Willie is now 86 years young. Can you believe it?
I can't believe he's lived that long.
I know, right?
Well preserved.
Him and a lot of other rock stars.
There might be something to that dope smoking.
Well, he says he started smoking cedar bark, then cigarette.
Wow.
Yeah. This looks good. I wonder if we can smoke it. I can roll
that up and smoke it, y'all.
Actually, it comes off in a piece. Just light it.
Right.
That's smoke part of a tree.
Yeah.
So cigarettes and then whatever.
Sure.
He does attribute his longevity and that of others to his marijuana days.
Wait. Why is
that? Because.
Yes.
He says by smoking pot, it kept him from killing people who pissed him off and vice versa.
All right, so I get that. Okay, everything's mellow. Everything's mellow there,
Willie.
We cool.
Now, has Willie given up dope altogether?
I doubt that. Oh, seriously.
I seriously
doubt that.
Let's just say likely not.
How's he getting it? I mean, there's lots of ways.
Yeah. So in an interview earlier this year, he alludes to the fact that he vapes pot.
Well, that's not good for his
lung issues, dude.
Hello, dude.
And he indulges in edibles.
Well, I figured that.
Yeah.
Didn't he like own a pot
farm
or
something like that?
Some legal business.
Yes.
Oh, I think he was going to turn pot into a gasoline or something like that.
Oh.
Something like that.
Well,
biodiesel.
With all the hemp growing around my house, you can turn it into something.
The byproduct of dope growing. Well, that's good. So he's doing, you know, because I'd heard earlier this year that he had pneumonia. He had to cancel a couple of concerts. Look, at 86, if he's still performing.
That's pretty darn good.
I think it's great. I don't, you know, what are you going to do?
So, I mean, there's lots of edibles. I mean, he could have, you know, he's a Southern man, pot fried chicken. You know, pot lasagna,
like
pot grits, you know, put a little THC in the grits.
Yeah. Biscuits and gravy.
Sure.
I'm ready for that. A little THC oil in your gravy.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Make you hungry all day.
And then, you know, cobblers.
Cobblers.
Sure.
Like, hey, we're starting a new business. Stop giving out ideas.
All right. So now he says he's abused his lungs all his life, and now he's going to take better care of himself.
Yeah. 86.
At 86.
Well, good for you, Willie.
All right. So we go from pot to holding hands.
Holding hands?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
What?
No, I did hear about this story.
What were you thinking, dude?
Yeah.
All right, there's been a lot of speculation surrounding an event. It's just an event. Happened a couple weeks
just
ago.
Just an event. it's kind of a thing.
Well, Justin was holding hands in public with his co-star, Alicia Wainwright.
See? That's kind of a serious thing.
They were in Narlands.
Yeah.
In a bar while on location.
Yeah, yeah.
So Justin's finally owning it. He's posting online that he had a, quote, a strong lapse in judgment.
You think?
Evidently, he had drank a little too much.
He's married to Jessica Biel.
Yes.
He's got a new son.
Adorable.
A couple of years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently a really great marriage. And he waited until a time in his life when he was certain that this was the one. And you would think that he would be
okay with
it. Yes,
and not Britney Spears.
Yeah, right? Well, that was a long time
that
ago.
That was a long time ago.
Come on, give him a break. She was bat crap crazy then, I'm sure. But you know what? It's like I've always had a kind of a little bit of respect for Justin because he's been a decent businessman. He seems like he's been a pretty good father and husband. And then this. And then this. Because holding hands, really, Justin? That really does.
He went on to
say to
he's apologized to his amazing wife and family.
Of course she's amazing.
And says that he was intoxicated and screwed up.
Yeah, yeah.
But that nothing more than the hand-holding happened.
I don't believe that.
And he doesn't want to set that example for his son.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
No, hell no. Hell no. Why were they holding hands in a bar in New Orleans? And what's her deal?
I don't know.
You know, it's like... Come on,
we haven't heard from her.
Always makes you wonder about the other woman, if she's willing to go, because it's like that she doesn't
Angelina Jolie.
Right? That he's
Mr.
married?
Mrs. Smith.
And he's a father? I mean, what kind of woman would do that with a guy that's already happily married? See? Tart. A
tart,
trollop. homewrecker. We shouldn't laugh about this, but we do.
We shouldn't.
Because
and I like
so
the guy.
Shallow. We're so shallow. Anyway, well, I hope it's true that he just was holding her hand, and nothing more happened. But I'm pretty sure he's sleeping in the guest house. Him and Ben Affleck know all about the guest house.
He can write a song. Well, yes. Maybe Ben took him through a drive-thru Taco
got
Bell.
Some,
Jack in the Box.
Got some Jack in the Box tacos with Justin Timberlake. Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
You know who I would hold hands with, and I think I could get a hall pass. For it would be Halle Berry. I think my wife would let me do that.
I bet she'd let you hold hands with Halle Berry.
Yeah.
I bet she, or Kerry Washington, or Jen Garner. I bet she would.
Or Justin Timberlake. All right,
yeah,
we're
Justin
out of here.
Timberlake. I'd hold hands with Justin Timberlake.
Well, yeah, there you go.
I'd shake his hand and never let it go.
Never let it go, and then never wash that hand. All right, we're gonna take our hands and get out of here. Back with you again tomorrow morning.
Well, I hope he gets back in sync with his wife.
Oh yeah, yeah. I see what you did there. You get the last laugh there, Morgan. Have a great day. See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.